Welcome to the Consulting Edge podcast. If you want to find out how to turn your knowledge and expertise into a consulting business, find your edge and become a seven-figure consultantpreneur in the digital age from startup to scale up, then this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Masood Hassan, and every week I'll take you through practical content that you can use to turn what you know into a lifetime of multiple income streams, work less, and grow faster smartly. These are methods that I actually use to do my own consulting work and how I built up my own consulting business over the last 25 years. For each episode, I'll create a custom action guide so you know exactly what steps to take to help you get results really fast. My ambition is to change the future of 1 million people to break out on their own and create new business value. 1 million independent consultants, 1 million stories, 1 million futures. So be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform and join me now for this week's episode. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 11B of the Consulting Edge podcast. Now, this is a special bonus episode that I thought might be useful to release exactly at the same time as my episode 11 based around the power of momentum. Now, in this bonus episode, I really want to talk to you about getting out of stuck. It's okay to have momentum and drive yourself forward as things get difficult, but what happens when you get stuck? And I just wanted to be able to reflect on that and give you at least some ideas and tools to be able to get across that hurdle. I remember Barack Obama saying that if you're walking down the right path and you're willing to keep walking, eventually you'll make progress. Now, for me, it was really enlightening that when I left my highly respected job and pursued a number of new business ventures, it wasn't really exactly as I planned it to be, both from a personal and a professional level. I faced a lot of change, failures, and challenges, but I've come out of that period wiser and much more energized. They say that the smoothest rocks come from the harshest part of the stream, just like some of our most incredible successes come from the toughest parts of our life. And as I reflect on that period, I think about the things that I've learned and the possibilities of what will be in the future. Look, what I do know is that hitting roadblocks or failing at something isn't the end of the future, but giving up is. Michael Jordan once said, "Obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it." Like most people, I started many ventures off with the best of intentions. And often, you know what you want. You have a vision and even a plan. You try to implement that plan, but for some reason you can't. You feel like you can't move forward, but can't work out why. You often say to yourself, "Okay, today I'm going to get the job done. No matter how I feel, I'm going to sit down and do it." But you can't, no matter how hard you try. And before you know it, you're officially stuck. Now, stuck happens whether in your career, your business, your personal life. Getting stuck is easy. It happens without you realizing it until one day you wake up and say, "How the hell did I ever end up like this? This is not where I envisioned myself. This is not how I expected things to turn out." Now, during my first few months as I was setting up my own consulting business, I sometimes woke up motivated and ready to go. And on other days, things felt heavy and hard to get going in finding my own inner drive. I soon learned that this wasn't about motivation. It was more than that. Being stuck is different than good old-fashioned procrastination. It's not a sign that you lack self-discipline, determination, or perseverance. You might be persevering with the best of them and still feel like you're getting nowhere fast. Look, I understand being stuck reflects on your results, and your results are a reflection of how you feel about yourself. Now, your results reflect what you've done up to now. Your results reflect how you act, and your results reflect who you allow to influence you. At least that's been my experience. Look, as busy professionals, it seems that greater demands are being placed on us, both personally and professionally, than ever before. And many of us are struggling to stay afloat, let alone thrive. I met many senior executives, supply chain practitioners, management consultants, and entrepreneurs alike who are also echoing the same sentiments. Believe me, I've been there. I got the t-shirt and the certificate. Sometimes we all need a shake to wake us up. Now, if you're in the same place, then you know what? Now is the time for you to start saying no. There is no way I'm giving up because I'm stuck. If I get knocked down, I'm going to stand up. If I fail or be pushed back, I'm going to learn to succeed. I always remember an interview with Mike Tyson on TV after a fight, and the commentator asked him about why he had lost the fight. And he replied back saying, "Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face." Now, the question for you is, what's your plan for getting unstuck now? I've recognized that being stuck is part of a process of growth. I found that the stuck feeling intensifies right before a major breakthrough. It's important, therefore, not to push away that feeling of being stuck, but rather to acknowledge that there is a reason for it, to work with it. I had to consistently remind myself that it wouldn't last forever. The saying that it's always darkest right before the dawn is true. While being stuck felt uncomfortable, I've learned that it's actually an opportunity. It's your inner self always pointing out that there's something you need to see, understand, learn, or experience before you'll be ready to make your plan in reality. Mike Gerber once said that a lot of business owners are just doing it, doing it, doing it, stuck working in their business and not on their business. Now, when I read that, I realized that was me. I was just doing it, doing it, doing it, mainly just writing proposals, trying to win work and delivering it. I was definitely spending the majority of my time working in the business. I was in the details so much that I forgot to work on the business and where it was all going. And so I ended up feeling stuck and overwhelmed. It's easy to get stuck in the detail and make everything more complicated than it really is. Now, having triumphed over my own bout of being stuck, all I can do is offer some ideas that I found helpful and useful, whether you're in a job, your own business, as a consultant, as an entrepreneur, or life in general. From my experience, being stuck served me in many ways. It forced me to step back and reflect on what I really wanted to do. It also gave me time and space to let my underlying issues and emotional assumptions to emerge. It allowed me and gave me the opportunity to receive the help and assistance I needed. It helped me to pause and focus on the fears I had and the limits I had to set myself, and it helped me to reset and recharge. So the first thing to understand is that there's one important characteristic of getting stuck. It's all in your head. Getting unstuck is all about getting your head right. Thoughts are always part and parcel of feeling experience. Thoughts of I'm not doing something correctly, I'm not succeeding, I'm not fulfilling my potential, and I can't get motivated. The reality is that most of us aren't stuck. We know exactly what we need to do. Now, feeling stuck is merely an outcome of fear, and fear is actually just anxiety that's fueled by our own worst-case scenario thoughts. Managing that fear and reconnecting with simplicity, seeing it as not worse than it is. You know, it's amazing how sometimes you think you're not enough, but then you discover that you are, and you're more than enough. My wife made me figure that one out. Now, I thought really hard and long about this, and I figured out how I could get out of stuck. And guess what? As a great consultant, I thought I'd narrow it down into three simple things that I felt might be useful for me to share with you. Every time I think about getting stuck, I just step back and think about the three things that I'm about to tell you. Now, firstly, when you reach a point where you feel you're stuck, just ask yourself a new question. Is it really true? Do I have all the information to know that it's really true? Sometimes I found myself using up all of my energy and driving myself crazy, and crazy to a place where I just wouldn't stop. But I did it without all the facts, and I assumed that what I believed was true. And I assumed that what I believed was true to a point where I convinced myself, why put in all the effort if all I'm going to do is hit roadblocks and not get anywhere? Do I stop everything? No, of course not. The second thing that I actually discovered was that finding the unspoken assumptions that you think you're making while you're stuck and breaking them down. And what I mean by that, what is it about what I believe that limits and controls me? You've got to challenge the unspoken assumptions. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. We act and perform in accordance with the assumptions we tell ourselves as being true. The bottom line is, if you haven't investigated the assumptions, then you haven't done enough. The third thought process that I went through was all around breaking through the emotion that I was feeling when I was stuck. An emotional hesitation and its pattern on how you work and what you feel when you believe that thought. It's not your roadblocks that keep you from creating what you want. It's the story you keep telling yourself about them that provides you with an excuse to stay stuck. If that thought didn't exist, how would you feel? And what are the things that you'd be saying to yourself? And what would you do? Remember, the past does not equal the future. Sometimes it's hard to look forward without looking backward. If the past equaled the future, then your car windscreen would be of no use to you. You'd simply drive your car with your eyes glued to the rearview mirror. but driving this way, looking only behind you, is a sure way to crash. What matters is what you do right now and start new, starting with this moment in time. Steve Jobs would get up every day, look in the mirror and ask himself this question. If today was the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? So remember, once you're stuck, it's really tough to wake up and find that fire again unless someone or something wakes you up from that dream. For many of us, that never happens. Making a plan is one thing. We all do it, but sustaining it is another. Remember the purpose for why you put the plan together in the first place. Just take a moment. Your future depends on it. Let's walk the journey together. I'd love to hear about what it is you're going to do and what you've planned for the next year. And if I can help, let me know. Here's to your success and making the next few steps about getting out of stuck. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm truly blessed. I hope that you managed to get some real value and insight from this week's show. Don't forget, you can sign up and download each action guide for free or email me directly on masood@theconsultingedge.co if you want to connect. Hey, I'd love to hear about your story and also to let me know what you'd like to listen to on any of the future series of the podcast. Until then, here's to your continued success to find your consulting edge, become a consultantpreneur, and be part of the 1 million futures.